دوران بزن و در رو تمام شده.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. This is the leader's speech discussion where we're talking about a speech delivered on the 27th of June of this year about combating corruption. As like before, we're not going to be going through the entire speech. You can find that online on khamenei.ir. We're going to be giving you 4 points, or we're going to be discussing about 4 points from the speech. The first of those points is actually the last point that Rahbar, the leader, mentions at the end of his speech. That's about COVID-19. So point number one is about COVID-19. Point number two is about transformation and the challenges one faces when trying to make a transformation. Point number three is about media. Point number four is about reliance on Allah when combating corruption. So point number one, COVID-19, it's the last point that Rahbar makes in the speech. What do we have to say about it? Oh, so Sheikh Ali doesn't like talking about COVID-19. See it?
Okay, sure. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I, on the other hand, love talking about COVID-19.
Yeah, you're always talking about COVID-19.
Actually, you know, the unfortunate... Well, first of all, in the leader's speech, we find towards the end of the speech that he does say that we should take this COVID-19 thing seriously. You know, it is out there. It is a phenomenon. It is real and it should be taken seriously. This is interesting because we do have certain people out there who say, well, this is all fakes. It's a hoax. It's not real. Nobody's dying. No, the fact of the matter is that people are dying. People are getting sick. People are going to the hospitals. This is there and it is being witnessed.
I've noticed in the situation in America particularly is like crazy because you've got videos coming out of, you know, people coming out licking windows and spitting on, you know, shop counters.
Right. Right.
Because they're like, it's a hoax, it's not real. And, right. And the people behind the counters or behind the door, they're just like really scared. They're like, no, please don't do this. You are spreading a virus.
Right.
And you're putting people's health
and exactly,
at risk.
We're seeing this on a global scale that yes, that people are getting sick, people are getting infected. And so again here, you know, we encourage also based upon what the leader has said that we should take expert advice, medical expert advice seriously, you know. And let me remind everybody that Bill Gates is not a medical expert, okay, thank you, or Elon Musk is not a medical expert. No, we take the advice of medical experts seriously, and it's simple things, it's nothing complicated, right? Washing your hands, you know, applying social distancing, wearing a mask when possible, you know, trying to avoid, you know, physical contact outside, you know, shaking hands, things like that, very basic things, and most importantly, of course, to trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the one who cures and heals all sickness and
right,
all sick people.
There's been this video that's going around where Rahbar actually talks about, you know, officials wearing masks and how it's important to do so. And also he says that, you know, people think that the virus is done and dusted, it's all gone, it's finished, you know, we don't have to worry about it anymore.
No, it seems like we would have to live with it for a while.
Right.
This is how it's going to be. We can hope and pray that it goes away and things get back to normal. But it doesn't seem like it at the moment. Mm. So we need to learn how to live with it, you know, with right. social distancing and, you know, keeping check on our cleanliness and,
right.
and you know, the health of other people. Because in one point, the leader has also mentioned previously that if you are endangering somebody's health and life, it is a ma'asiyat, which is sin, right?
Uh-huh.
You're not allowed to. So this is, you know, where the responsible attitude comes into play, and you know, we can hope and pray, just stay connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He is the cure of all the diseases. He mm-hmm. gives the cure, He gives the shifa, He is the one who is in charge and in control, you know. So just do your precautions and stay connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ahsantum. Yeah, and then just a very quick point, people are getting bored of it, but that doesn't mean that you don't need to continue to, you know, keep safe from that. Now let's move on to point number two, which is about transformation, because that's the crux of the actual speech, this idea of transformation and the challenges that people face. Now, obviously, this speech in particular, he was talking to the judiciary branch. That's yeah, judiciary branch. And I said it again, didn't I?
I think it's an English accent. That's what's giving you trouble.
Right. It's the yeah,
justice
God.
System.
Yeah, the justice system.
I
much prefer that. I mean, it's the translation that throws me off. But yeah. So what is this idea of transformation? Why is the transformation taking place? What's going on?
Well, if you remember this last speech that we covered previously, you know, the leader talked about Imam Khomeini and he said he was the Imam of transformation. He was the Imam of Tahawwul.
Right.
Now, what is this transformation? It is basically a state in which you're not satisfied with your current plight and situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're always looking for that, you know, what's better after this?
Right.
Where can we, you know, improve? Yeah. You know, that concept of constant improvement and constantly making things better.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what transformation is, you know, at a very high level. Now, there are, of course, the steps of transformation. Transformation is not like a overnight thing, you know. It is not necessarily just going to, you know, you start doing something and things change all of a sudden. Bringing about a change is something that is not easy. It's painstaking.
Definitely, Sheikh, but just a quick question here. Why are we talking about transformation? And because the speech, if people out there read it, they're going to be like, what? Because this is actually the first time, usually when the leader is talking about internal issues, you know, it's very forgiving. But this time I noticed that there was this kind of almost, you know, I don't want to say condemning, but there was, you know, there are opponents.
Right.
There is corruption in the country. It needs to kind of be stamped out, you know. And he talks about how one of the quotes from this speech, actually, he says that corruption inside the country is like, well, corruption anyway, in fact, is like the virus, COVID-19. But with COVID-19, you just wash your hands. But with corruption, the hands need to be cut from the corruption, right?
Now, see, when you look at transformation means, you know, you're going towards that constant and continuous improvement. Judiciary and judicial branch and this justice system is no exception. Right, there are issues that need to be improved. It's a worldwide phenomena, and so is an issue in Iran as well.
Mm-hmm.
There is corruption,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is something that the leader has talked about not the first time.
Right.
It's been, you know, a very consistent theme throughout many of his speeches. Even if you pick up this Ghamed-o-Vume Inqilab-e-Islami, the second phase of the Islamic Revolution, this whole document, he mentions there, he's like, the justice needs to be served in the country the way Islam wants us to serve it.
I just have to stop a moment because there's people out there who say, well, this is an Islamic system. It's based on the Islamic revolution. How can there be corruption?
Well, the point is that we have established an Islamic system, alhamdulillah, with the grace of Allah. But the thing is, it has not reached that ideal state yet.
Mm-hmm.
It is work in progress.
Right.
So if I were to, like, you know, take a guess, you know, where are we standing at the moment in terms of us being idealistic? I would say 25%, 30%.
So we've this accomplished is how far 25% of establishing an Islamic, a purely Islamic or utopian society.
Exactly.
Right. Let me add in here what's really important is, despite us reaching, for example, this 25-30% of a utopian Islamic society, this 25%, and this is according to the leader in the same Ghamed-o-Vume second phase of the revolution, he says that this amount that we have progressed is still better than what the Western societies have in their systems.
Exactly.
This is something that really needs to be pointed out. It's not that we are 25% and they're 80%. No, our 25% is still better than what they have in their own systems.
Our 25%, for instance, is based on the ideals Islam gives us.
Right.
Right? So when Islam talks about justice, you look at Imam Ali alayhi salam. What does he do with Hazrat Muslim bin Aqil when he comes for something that Imam Ali alayhi salam saw as a slippery slope?
Right.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was stern. You all know that. You have seen it in movies. You have read it in history books. So now, what's happening here?
You mean Hazrat Aqil, right?
Hazrat Aqil.
Yeah, you said Muslim ibn Aqil.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Hazrat Aqil, the brother of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Right.
Now, what was happening there, right? When it comes to justice, and this is something, a very important takeaway for all of us. When it comes to justice, Islam has zero tolerance policy. Now, when you look at the zero tolerance policy and you compare with what we have at the moment, it's maybe not even 25%, right? It's right around that ballpark. So the leader is saying, crank it up.
Right.
Bring it up to the desired state. The desired state
it's
of
perfection.
It's perfection.
Right.
And this is where we are awaiting the Imam of the time, because we know that he is the one who is going to fill the earth with the complete
justice,
world, the earth with justice, the way it's filled with corruption and oppression, right? So this is something that Islam has a lot of hassasiyat and sensitivity about when it comes to justice. That's why you see the tone of the leader is comparatively stern. Right. I noticed that too.
He says the word, you know, he says opponents. We have opponents, and he says, you know, these kinds of things. So I noticed the tone was a little bit different.
Right. SubhanAllah. And he's very dismissive when it comes to justice. There's no if, buts, you know. And this is where, alhamdulillah, Aghai Raisi, who is the head of the judicial branch at the moment, he's been delivering results, alhamdulillah, since he's come into that authority and that position.
So, I mean, what happens, one of the things we were talking about was that, or Sheikh Ali was talking about, was the difficulties that are found in transformation. He was saying it's not easy. It's something difficult. Yeah. It's something that is challenging. It's something that needs work.
People don't like change. They will try to resist this.
And kind this of thing that you're talking about, opponents here, of course, when you are transforming for the better, you will have people who either intentionally or unintentionally, and this is what the leader speaks about in his speech, is either intentionally or unintentionally, they will oppose this transformation.
Right?
And it's interesting, he said that the hand behind either this unintentional or intentional opposition to transformation towards perfection are the enemies of Islam, the enemies of humanity, which are there, they're doing their things. And this is one of the things which is the difficulties that he brought up about transformation.
We have to move on to the third point, which is about media, because there's a full three paragraphs where the leader actually talks about media and media efforts when it comes to the justice system, and it's like, what? Okay, so let's shed some light on that.
See, again, somebody who has gone through the speeches of the leader over a course of time, you would see a special emphasis and focus on media, right? No matter who he's talking to. In this case, it's the judicial branch, right? The judiciary. What do they have to do with media? They're typically, you know, the elderly guys with white beard, you know, with lots of books that they have read. What do they have to do with media?
You wouldn't expect it to be an arena for media, but he's saying, you know, he specifies as well, artistic media as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Why? Because media has become that source through which people believe things now. Mm-hmm. You know, it has to do with people's approach towards this world and how they look at the world today.
Right.
Media is that mechanism, it's that tool, right? So if, you know, one day we get a chance to talk about media literacy, you know, this is, you know, unfortunately when it comes to Muslims and Islam at large, even, you know, those who have studied at the Hawza, they're not really equipped and they don't really understand how important the media is and its role is in today's time and age.
Or, like mass communication, on the flip side, for instance, everybody understands how important it is, but they don't. Right. Nobody's denying that it's important, but then at the same time, there's no actual effort to use the media in an effective way. But then he's talking to the judiciary branch and he's saying, look, you guys need to use it in an artistic way as well.
And he also gives an example of, you know, how media can be used effectively to convey your performance to people, to build the trust of people in your system. You know, this judicial branch, it has to be trusted.
And this is, I just want to point out, this is more important than just, we're not just talking about any old branch of any old government. No, we're talking about people's hopes in the Islamic system.
Exactly.
In the
this is
era
where they get where, justice.
Yeah,
right?
In the era where Western society is going down, we need to make people trust the Islamic system, because eventually that is what's going to, prevail over the world.
Yeah. What's really interesting is that if you look at what the Western media has done, right? And this is something
this
that
is
he alluded to, right?
Yeah.
He alluded to this in the speech. He said that American media, whether it's through Hollywood or European films, is at least two things that he specifically said.
He watches Hollywood movies. That's so cool. I mean, he said that in the speech. That's
on a research level, right? So
right, of course.
Not for entertainment, right? And it's interesting, like we said. So when we're talking about media, right? It's interesting, but you can tell a lot of the strategies that the opposition is doing via their media, right? So the superhero, for example, we're sidetracking just a little bit, but it's important, is that the superhero usually, right, so you have Captain America or you have somebody who is an American, is always the hero of the movie who is defeating oppression and just injustice all across the world, when in the reality is completely different, right? One of the nations who gives the most armaments to the Saudi government, who is fighting innocent people, killing innocent people in Yemen, is who? The United States of America.
Yeah, but they present it like the hero.
But they present it in a different way. Yeah. And this is what the leader says here. He says that they present the judicial system in such a manner right, in Western media, where it seems like that the justice system in the United States is perfect.
It's flawless.
There's
no corruption.
And what is the reality? Look at the disproportionate amount of African Americans who are incarcerated in the American justice system, as well as the disproportionate amount of African Americans who are on death row, right? And what happens, for example, my last point is you'll find out that this individual who died how many years ago, who has been in prison for 20, 30, 40 years was on there, and he was innocent.
And they find out he's innocent, but what compensation
is he? But this is not what is shown in the media.
We have to move on to the fourth point, but very quickly off the back of what you just said.
Corruption too, sorry, just to add a very little point. This corruption that, you know, people sometimes perceive only exists in Iran or, you know, in Islamic world.
Right,
no,
right.
It's a worldwide phenomena. You know, it's just that they don't perceive their judges to be taking bribes. They don't let those news come out, you know, or even if they come out, they're very local level, very subtly.
It is such a good point that you've just made, because if you think about it, what is the perception of people of justice in the world?
Exactly.
You think of the West, you think of justice, you think of,
you
know,
you get your rights.
The government isn't lying to the people. Where does that perception come from?
It is all from media.
When it comes to the East, you know, it's the exact opposite.
Right.
You mentioned this before.
And Alhamdulillah, you know, the Islamic Republic, and one thing that I appreciate, you know, from the time I've understood this Islamic system, the divine system, that it does not exaggerate.
Right.
It does not try to paint a false picture. It has been honest.
Right.
You saw that with Corona as well. Corona started, it broke out. Iran was honest with their numbers.
Right.
And everybody was mocking them and looking down upon them, but they did not hide the information.
And the Western world did.
And they did,
and
right?
And they are.
But
but
nobody really pays attention to that because of the power of media again.
Yeah, because example in this the Western. I'm sorry, I know the time is right. But you look at certain nations, for example, Italy and France, and perhaps the UK. Eventually, they stopped counting elderly people who were dying. They died from COVID-19, but they were not considered in the statistics that was being put forth. So again, this falsification via the media, the lies via the media.
Very quickly, the point that you made about Rahbar, the leader, he said, mentioned in the speech that he watches, that he's seen some Hollywood movies where the justice system is presented in a positive way. And you said that, you know, he did it with a kind of...
For the purpose
of research. I just wanted to quickly point out for the audience is that, look, we should be engaging in the Western media with this critical outlook. We need to pinpoint where they are presenting the system of the West as something which is, you know, spreading justice when it's not. Okay, so the last and final point, which we don't have much time to spend on, but inshallah, let's do our best that we can, is reliance on Allah when it comes to combating corruption.
Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Quran, and the leader brings up this beautiful verse to the members of the judicial apparatus. He says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ. If you rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whosoever relies on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does the right thing, Allah, He is the authority. He is the one who is in control. He is going to make things happen. You just have to do the right thing and rely on Allah.
Right.
Don't be so conscious about like what results it's going to give, whether it's going to give results or not. No, you got to do the right thing when it comes to justice.
Mm-hmm.
Be just in your life and implement those policies of Islam. One point we forgot to mention, and I had it written down, and it is very relevant here. This transformation, it has to be based on the principles and ideology of Islam.
Brilliant. Right.
So here, if I can connect it back to that, that any transformation is not what we're looking for.
No.
Any tahawwul, any change, any revolution, any, no, not any. It is only the Islamic, something that is based on the Islamic principles. Its foundation is Islamic. It is defendable in terms of Islamic laws.
Some people watching might
principles.
Find that a little bit difficult to stomach. You know, they'll be like, well, what do you mean? Like, they want a secular kind of, and when they see the changes which are taking place, or the collapse, or whatever is happening right now in America and other places as well, they get very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do we say to people like
that? Well, it's good that people are becoming aware. They need to get direction, though. Mm-hmm. What is that direction? Are we just going to go like a wild animal, you know, just break things and say it's change. No. You know, Islam, we need to look at Islam and ask Islam, give us the models. Islam needs to be solving our problems. Islam needs to be, you know, it's Prophet right. and Ahlul Bayt who have already informed us. It's the verses of Quran, and this is what the leader very clearly emphasizes, that I'm not talking about any change.
Right.
The change has to be based on the principles, the established principles of Islam. And this is a very important message for us.
Wherever you are, and that's all we have time for. We hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the show, inshallah. We'll see you next time.
بزن و در رو تمام شد.